This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. After more than a week with no new occurrences of COVID-19 in Jefferson County, the Department of Public Health reported 3 new cases yesterday. The total is now 415, with 52 people awaiting test results. The 3 new cases are now the only ones in isolation. During his regular Monday briefing to the Board of County Commissioners, County Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke reported Jefferson County's vaccination rate is the highest in the state, with 63% of the total population receiving at least the first dose and 57% fully vaccinated. At this rate, the county will easily achieve Governor Jay Inslee's goal of 70% of people fully vaccinated by July 1st. According to Locke, should this occur statewide, this would result in reopening the state and removing many of the remaining restrictions. Locke said that vaccine hesitancy is still an issue. Of the remaining 30% of unvaccinated residents, more than half, about 16% of the population, are COVID skeptics, according to Locke, who will refuse the vaccination option. There are several local vaccination options. The best way to find the next opportunity is through the Department of Emergency Management's information line, 360-344-9791. Or you can just visit Jefferson Healthcare right now. Anyone can walk into the Jefferson Healthcare Express Clinic adjacent to the hospital's north entrance without an appointment to receive the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Beginning this Thursday, May 27th, patients with a Jefferson Healthcare primary care provider can receive the COVID-19 vaccination immediately following a regularly scheduled primary care appointment at any of the Port Townsend primary care offices. As for vaccination cards, Dr. Locke said they will probably be used again to record any booster shots that may become necessary. He recommends making a photocopy and getting the photocopy laminated to keep in your wallet. Filing week resulted in several unopposed races where candidates will take office in 2022 by acclamation. 8 county races for various school, fire, water, and cemetery districts drew no candidates at all. In response, the Jefferson County Auditor has established a special 3-day filing period beginning tomorrow, May 26, through the end of the week. Candidates can file online, in person, through email, by fax, or by mail. For the details, go to the auditor's webpage or call 360-385-9118. 2 of the 3 Port Townsend City Council seats are challenged, with one forcing a primary contest. Aislinn DeMonte is unopposed for position 2, now held by Ariel Spicer. 2 candidates, Ben Thomas and Cameron Jones, are in the race for position 1, now held by Mayor Michelle Sandoval. A 3rd candidate, Harold Sherwood, filed for the seat but then withdrew his candidacy. 3 candidates are running for position 5, which is Pam Adams' seat. Sky Hardesty Thompson, Tyler Miles Vega, and Libby Erner Wenstrom. The top 2 contenders in the August 3 primary will move on to the November 2nd general election. Primary races are also taking place in the Port Ludlow Fire, Squim School, and Jefferson Clallam Fire Districts. Those to be elected by acclamation include members of the Port of Port Townsend Board of Commissioners, the Jefferson Healthcare Board of Directors, the Port Townsend School Board, and the East Jefferson Fire Rescue Board. For Port, Pete Hankey will take a 3rd term, while Carol Hasse will take over for the retiring Bill Putney. 2 years ago, Pam Petranek was elected as the first woman Port of Port Townsend Commissioner ever. Next year, the board will be 2/3 female. At the hospital, Commissioners Case Koff and Mari Dressler earned additional terms, while Connie Welch and Jennifer James Wilson will maintain stability on the Port Townsend School Board. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Burman. Thank you for listening.